USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Five American citizens are now out of Iran after being imprisoned in the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had what he described as an emotional conversation with the group of Americans after they landed in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
In exchange for the Americans, the U.S. agreed to a deal giving Tehran access to billions of dollars of its own oil revenue the U.S. had frozen through sanctions. The deal had faced criticism from Republicans who have accused President Biden of paying ransom to a known state sponsor of terrorism. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Tehran continues to accelerate its enrichment of weapons-grade uranium and stonewall international inspectors seeking the truth about Iran's weaponization work.
McConnell said the deal is the latest example of President Biden rewarding and incentivizing Iran's bad behavior. The administration is defending the arrangement, stressing that there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the money. A person of interest has been detained in connection to the shooting death of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in Palmdale, California. Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer was found with gunshot wounds in his patrol car vehicle Saturday evening. Discussions surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. It's been several years since bipartisan efforts have been made to address the immigration policy reform. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
Yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You could save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has abolished the Senate's informal dress code effective today. Business attire is no longer required on the Senate floor, which means the 100 members can wear whatever they want, but it doesn't apply to their staffers. Schumer changed the dress code simply by letting the sergeant at arms know. Obesity is a growing contributing factor in heart disease deaths. Research shows that it was cited on death certificates three times as often in 2020 than in 1999. The raw data, which came from the CDC, revealed more than 280,000 heart disease deaths linked to obesity in 2020. A Bronx daycare is now closed after a child died due to opioid exposure on Friday. Natalie Migliora has more.
A criminal complaint shows detectives found a kilogram of fentanyl at the Vino Nino daycare on Morris Avenue, along with two press devices in a hallway closet and another in a bedroom.
To think that, like, that could happen anywhere, like in the buildings that I live in, like, next door, you don't know if that's happening.
We have to be constantly worried about where we're leaving our kids now.
The daycare, which was said to be operating in a converted apartment, had passed a surprise city inspection last week. Daycare owner Gray Mendez and a tenant she was renting a room to, Carlisto Acevedo Brito, are facing 11 charges, including murder.
Drew Barrymore is pressing the pause button on the return of her daytime talk show. She says it would not come back till the writer's strike ends. This is after a lot of backlash. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.